So let's review. Zakta Mishnah, Ve'il Dvarm Shein Chayav Naleya Mishum Pigel. One who eats from the following items of a carbon pigel does not get karas, because as Rashi explains, Shein HaPigel Chal El Adavish Yesh Lemetirin Acherim. The Yisra pigel takes effect only on the parts of a carbon that receive a heter for their usage through another part of the carbon, while these items do not require a heter through another part. As a matter of fact, some of these items are actually the matter for other parts of the carbon. As the Mishnah elaborates, HaKoimitz, the Koimitz is separated from the Mincha and burned on the Mizbeach, HaChitzen, without any other matirin. The Keteris is burned twice a day on the Mizbeach HaPnimi without other matirin. VaHalavoina, the Levoina of the Mincha is burned on the Mizbeach without other matirin. Uminchas Kohanim, the Minchas Nadava of a Kohen is completely burned on Mizbeach without other matirin. Uminchas Kohen HaMashiach, the Minchas Chavidin of a Kohen Gadol is completely burned daily on the Mizbeach without other matirin. Vahadam, the blood of a carbon is applied on the Mizbeach without other matirin. Therefore, if one eats from these items, he does not get karas. However, the Mishnah continues, V'chol sheyesh lematirin bein la'odam bein Mizbeach, chayav nala of mishum pigel. If one eats from the items of pigel that do require a heter, either for human consumption or to be burned on the Mizbeach, he does get cursed, such as ha'ayla dama mates besar lemizbeach ba'ayla lekahanim. The meat and hide of an ayla receive their heter through zrikas adam. And ayla sa'if dama mates besar lemizbeach. The meat of an ayla sa'if receives its heter haktara through mitzui adam. And chata sa'if dama mates besar lekahanim. The meat of a chata sa'if receives its heter achila through hazaras adam. The Gemara first discussed a statement of Ula. Amar Ula, Kaimitz pigul shehelu al gabe mizbeach paka pigula mimenu. If the kaimitz of a mincha that became pigul was burned on the mizbeach, the isra pigul is removed from the kaimitz. Because im eino miskabel, heich mevachem lei pigul. Since the haktaras ha-kaimitz caused the pigul to take effect, it must be considered a valid haktar. Otherwise, the rest would not become pigul. And the Gemara applies this halacha as follows. Regarding ol psulim, it depends as follows. Loi mashl behen ha'ur. If the item was put onto the Mizbeach, but the flames did not catch onto the puzzle item, then the olu lo yerdu, vim yerdu lo yalu, b'di'evid. If the puzzle item was already placed onto the Mizbeach, it does not need to be removed. But if the puzzle item was removed or fell off, the kechila may not be returned to the Mizbeach. However, mashla b'han ha'or, if the Mizbeach's flames did catch onto the puzzle item, then afilim yerdu yalu. Even the kechila, the puzzle item may be returned to the Mizbeach, because as Rashi explains, t'nasa lach meshel Mizbeach. The item already became part of the Mizbeach's fire. And Ula needed to teach that even regarding Koimitz Pigel, we say Mashal Ben Ur, Im Yerdu Yalu, because otherwise one might have thought Mashal Ben Ur only works for Aver de Mechaber, a limb that was always one solid piece, because then we say, Kivin the Mashal Ha'ur Ben Mektasai, Nikla Kula Bekedusha. Once the flames catch on to part of the Aver, the Kedusha spreads to the entire Aver. However, Koimitz de Mifras, a Koimitz that is formed from many particles of flour, we say, B'mai de Mashal Mekoimitz Mashal, Idach Kedekoi Koi. Only the part that the flames core onto receives the Kedusha, but it does not spread to the rest of the Kaimitz. Therefore, Ula teaches us that even for Kaimitz, we say, Kulik Echad Eiver Dami. The Kaimitz is considered one solid piece. Therefore, Kivin the Mashlah or B'miktsasei, Niklet Kulik Bekedusha. And Rav Achoy adds, Hai Kaimitz Pigul the Palge Machas Aara, U Palge Aske Amarocha, U Mashlah by Ha'ur. If the Kaimitz was split into two halves, and one half Kaimitz remained below, while the other half Kaimitz was put onto the Mizbeach, and the flames core onto it, even the first half may be brought onto the Mizbeach, because as Rashi explains, since for a Kaimitz that was whole, we say that through Mashal by Ha'ur, the Kedusha spreads to the entire Kaimitz even though it is Mifras. Therefore, even when the Kaimitz is split into two, the Kedusha also spreads to the entire Kaimitz. The Gemara proceeds with a related halacha. Amar Yitzchok and Rabbi Yechanan ha-pigel va-noyser va-tomei shehel n'gab b'mizbeach, paka isra mehen. If a carbon that was either pigel, noyser, or tomei was brought and burned on the mizbeach, the isra is removed, and one who eats from the noyser b'tomei is not liable, because since it was mashal b'hen ha'or, nasa lach mesha mizbeach. The Gemara questions this from a braisa that discusses four sources for the following distinction regarding chiyuv karas for achilas kachim b'tuma, tumas haguf chayev, tumas basr patur. A tummy person who ate a carbon that was tar is liable to karas, but a tar person who ate a carbon that was tummy is liable only to malchus but not to karas. The pasuk of Tumah states as follows: The nefesh asher teichel basim mezevich hashlamim asher laHashem b'tumasei alav v'nichrasa nefesh ahi me'ameh. How do we interpret the words b'tumasei alav? Perhaps the words b'tumasei alav refer to tumas haguf, because shari oisik b'vahilich. The previous pasuk called tar yechel basa certainly refers to the person, which implies that the following pasuk also refers to a person that became tummy. Or perhaps b'tumasei lav refers to tumas baser, because the pasuk first used the word v'nefesh asher teichal. The guf is mentioned with a lashon nekeva, and the pasuk then changes to b'tumasei lav. The tumas is mentioned with a lashon zachar. This must refer to Tumas Basar, but not to Tumas Aguf, which would require a Lashon Nekeva, the word Aleha. Therefore, the Braisa gives four sources that with Tumasi Alav does refer to Tumas Aguf and not to Tumas Basar. The Tanakhama says there is a Xerishav of the word Tumasai. The Pasuk of Achilas Kodesh B'Tumas states Tumasi Alav, and the Pasuk of Bias Mikdash B'Tumas states Oy Tumas Abai. Rabbi Yisi says, "Hoyl v'nemru kachim b'loshin rabim, v'nemru tuma b'loshin yachid, v'tumas aguf akasam adaber." Since the pasuk first states mibaser zevach hashlamim and refers to the baser in plural, and the pasuk then changes to v'tumasay love in singular and not v'tumasim alehem in plural, this indicates that v'tumasay love refers to tumas aguf and not tumas baser. Rabbi says the source that v'tumasay love refers to tumas aguf is from the next pasuk. As Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abdimi explains, the second pasuk starts and ends with a lashon nekeva, but mentions a lashon zachar in between, as the pasuk starts with nefesh kisiga and ends with v'nichrasa and mentions v'achal in between. Nevertheless, they all refer to tumas aguf. So too, in the first pasuk, it starts with v'nefesh ha'shatoichel elashon nekeva, and then states v'tumasei love elashon zachar. Nevertheless, they all refer to tumas aguf. Achayrim say the words v'tumasei love imply misha tumah parachas mimenu, yatsa baser she'in tumah parachas mimenu. Only a tumah that is removable, such as tumas aguf, that can be removed through tvila b'mikva, but not tumas baser that is not removable. The Gemara now asks if we are to say that tumay shehel negam mizbeach poke iser mehen, then harei tuma parachas b'menu adei ha'or. Even tumas baser can be removed if the baser was placed on the mizbeach and mashal ben or. The Gemara offers two answers. Rav Papa says b'baser shlam maskin in delei chazi lakrav. The pasuk refers to the meat of a carbon shlam that is eaten by the owner and is not burned on the mizbeach. Ravina says the words b'tumasei love imply mishu tuma parachas b'menu kushehu shalim. Yet sabaser davish in tuma parachas kishu shalim ele kishu chaser. Tumas aguf can be removed through tefila b'mikvah while the person is whole. However, tumas baser can only be removed after the meat is partially burned on the mizbeach, but not when it's whole.